Okay, so we're moving on to the third step in the process of Geirus, which is found in the Braisa. The Braisa on Tesman Aleph, which you quoted, I think, in the first day, Tesman Aleph in Krisos, says, Revi Omer Kachem Kavosechem, Ma Avosechem Lunuchnus of the Bris, Ela Bemila Vetvila Vartzos Dam, Afem Lunuchnus of the Bris, Ela Bemila Vetvila Vartzos Damim. That the process for Geirus is Mila, Tfila, and Hartzah's Dhamma. And the bringing of a Korban, just like what happened by Matan Torah. So we dealt with Mila and Tfila over the last week or so. So the question is, what role does the Korban play in the Geirus process? So the two options. Either you're not a complete geir until you finish the whole process, including the korban, and you have to bring the korban. And then you have to ask, well, what about nowadays? Now that we don't have korbanos nowadays, so then what exactly happened? So are you not a complete geir? Are you a complete geir? Or you say that no, that the korban is not accomplished as something else outside of the whole Geirus process. The Geirus process finishes with the tefillah, and the korban is really accomplishing something else. If it's accomplishing something else, so then it's easier to understand how it would apply nowadays. You could say that nowadays, that extra component doesn't apply. Or perhaps you could say that, no, really, just like in our first option, the korban was part of the Geirus process, but something changed nowadays. So then you could say also that nowadays, whatever it is that this korban accomplishes, so then you could say that nowadays where we don't have a korban, so then that also changes. Even though the Geirus process ends with the tefillah and the korban is really adding a different component, you could say that nowadays you could accomplish that other component just through mila and tefillah because we don't have that option of bringing a korban. So those are the different ways of understanding what's going on here. Furthermore, if the korban is really accomplishing a different component, it's accomplishing something else other than just making the geir into a geir, so it's easier for us to understand the different shittas that we had over the past week of how mila and tefillah are really accomplishing different things. Right? We've addressed different shittas in terms of what exactly is taking place from the mila to through the tefillah. So we said that maybe the mila is accomplishing one thing of removing the shem urla or the precondition, different things that the tefillah is not accomplishing. So if you say that the korban is also, it's not just one long process of mila, tefila, and korban, the korban is really, it's dealing with a very specific nafkamina in terms of what the status of how it impacts this geir. So then just like the korban is dealing with one a limited aspect of the geir's process, so too you can understand how the mila is dealing with a different aspect of the Geirus process, and the tefillah is dealing with a different aspect of the Geirus process. If you say that no, that the whole thing is just one long process of just turning this non-Jew into a Jew, so then it's not impossible to say that mila is accomplishing a separate aspect of it, but then it's just, we haven't found a precedent for such an idea. But if we say that the korban is really accomplishing something else, it's something very limited, so then you can understand how mila is also accomplishing something very limited. And tefillah also has its own, it's dealing with its own limited aspect of the Geirus process. That's just a broad ideas that we should try to deal with when we're going through the sugya, in terms of understanding what the korban aspect of the Geirus process really is, and then how that would perhaps impact how we understand mila and tefillah. The Gemara itself asks, why doesn't it apply nowadays? I'll just read the Gemara back on Tesman Aleph. We'll get to the Gemara Tesman Beis after this. The Gemara Tesman Aleph says, Amar Mar. Ma'al b'sechem l'nitzat l'bris elef l'lei bishlam amila d'sef kimilu molim hayukol amayotze minami mehalcha v'evra lecha v'erecha. I'm skipping a little bit. El tefila min alon. This is the Kulter Pasek. D'sef ha'ikach moshe chatzei dam v'zirka la'am. Benazah below tefila. Fine. Elamayata, it is the lack of korban, the wona kabel gear. So the Gemara asks, big question, nowadays that we don't have korbanos, so then how are you able to mekabel gear? Is it possible that we are mekabel gear nowadays? So Mervacha bar Yaakov, the agur itzam gear, asher b'sofachem. The doru seifam, the ikker, the main word is missing. It's the doru seifam. The pasuk tells us that we can have the concept of the gear, the doru seifam. It can last forever. Now she says, afagav, the lack of mikdash, even though we don't have a base of mikdash. So we know that it could last forever, so even though it's part of the process, in whatever way it's part of the process, we'll get to it over the next 2 days, how it's part of the process, but even though it's part of the process and has a base of mikdash, but it's not necessary after the base of mikdash. We know that you can have a concept of geirus, l'doro seichem.
Yeah. Can you say that l'doro seichem means, assuming we have a base of mikdash, you can do it forever?
No, but that's a bigger question. But we know that we're not going to have the Bais Hamikdash, so it applies forever. This same drasha is used by some of the Rishonim. This is going to be for tomorrow to address a different issue of Beis Din Mumchin. We don't have Beis Din Mumchin nowadays, and it's a necessary step in the process is to have a Beis Din. So how do we have the concept of Geiros nowadays if we don't have Beis Din Mumchin? So that'll be part of the Marmor Homes for tomorrow, but it's interesting to look at just in advance to see how the Rishonim deal with that question would perhaps impact how they understand the drasha of L'doro Seichem, which would impact how they understand the role of korbanos nowadays. How this process of bringing a korban, how does the lack thereof of having a korban, how does that impact the whole process of Geiros nowadays? So that's just a heads up for tomorrow. We'll look at those marmakomas tomorrow, but there was in terms of a Beis Din Mumchin. What I wanted just to do for today was to really just go through the sugya and just lay out the different shitas, and just to make things organized, and then tomorrow we'll deal with the different issues that we've been dealing with that I might be mentioning for the past couple of minutes. Let's go back to Chasam Viz. We have the Mishnah on Chasam Beis, in the beginning of the second paragraph. Arba Mechusrei Kapara, Arba Mevin Al Azodan Kishogin. The Elohim Mechusrei Kapara, these are the following Mechusrei Kapara. What does Mechusrei Kapara mean? Rashi explains Mechusrei Kapara is Mevin Chatos, you bring a Korban Chatos, Velo Al Chait, El Lecho Bekachin. You don't bring the Korban because of a particular Chait, but rather it's just to eat Kachin. The purpose is to eat Kachin. Through bringing the korban, one is now able to eat kachin. So what's the list? Ve'elehem mechusrei kapara, hazav, v'hazava, v'yoledes, v'mitzora. So all these are cases where you weren't over on a specific state, but you still have to bring the korban in order to eat kachin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he adds a few, and we'll focus on one of them. Ger, mechusrei kapara, ach yizrak alav hadam. No, a ger is also mechusrei kapara until you bring the korban and you do zrikas hadam. So the big question is, what does the Tana Kama hold? Does the Tana Kama hold that these are also mechusrei kapara? And if they do, so then why don't they include them in the list? The pashas, before we get to any analysis, is that they would hold that it's not part of mechusrei kapara. Potentially. So do they hold that as part of mechusrei kapara or not? So if you go skip to the Gemara on the fourth line says "V'tana kama my time elotani ger." So why doesn't he mention a ger? Why does he only mention four and not a ger? So the Gemara answers, no, the purpose of the ger is ki katani korban lachshurei nafshi l'me'al b'kahal. The purpose of the ger to bring the korban is really so that he's able to enter the kahal. L'me'al b'kahal. So this is just a stam question. L'me'al b'kahal, what does that mean to enter into the kahal? Does entering the kahal mean so it should to allow him to get married? L'me'al b'kahal is that he's now allowed to marry a Jew. Or does l'me'al b'kahal mean that he's now able to have that category of part of the kahal? This is what completes his whole gerus process. This is what makes him a Jew. The korban now makes him a Jew. Memela, he's also able to marry other Jews, because he's now part of the kahal. But it's not just telling us that through he's already a ger, but now he's allowed to marry a Jew through bringing the korban. Until he brings the korban, he's allowed to marry a Jew. He's not allowed to marry a Jew. Now, by bringing the korban, he's allowed to marry a Jew. That was our first option. The second option of lamel b'kahal is to tell us no. Lamel b'kahal means that he's now Jewish. Now that he's Jewish, he's allowed to go ahead and marry a Jew. Fine. So that's the Tana Kama. Tana Kama tells us that it's not part of this category of mechusrei kapara because the purpose of the korban is so that he could enter into the kahal, whatever that means. We had the two options that we just mentioned. So does the Tana Kama, to what degree does the Tana Kama disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Does he also hold that the purpose of the korban is not for achilas kachin? Is it? Why does he hold that it's not part of the category of mechusrei kapara? Is it because it's a double machlokas here that the purpose is to enter the kahal, but it's not about lachol b'kachin? Or is it that it's just he holds that the main purpose is lameil b'kahal, to enter into the kahal? It's also lachol b'kachin, but it's not part of the category of mechusrei kapara because the main focus is lameil b'kahal. That's what the main focus is. It's true. You also get to eat kachim. The ger is now able to eat kachim after he enters into the kahal, after he brings the korban into the kahal. But since that's not the main focus, so therefore it's not part of the list of mechusrei kapara. So again, the two options are that he just disagrees. It's like a double machlokas. It's about entering into the kahal. But for some reason, you're able to eat kachim prior to entering into the kahal, which is an interesting concept. That you're able to eat kachin before you're a complete ger, or before you're allowed to marry Yisrael, whatever lamel v'kahal means. But the purpose of the korban is not about eating kachin, and that's why it's not part of the list of mechusrei kapara. Or the second option is that no, he agrees that you need to bring the korban to eat kachin, but the main purpose of bringing the korban is lamel v'kahal. Secondary aspect of the korban is lameichal b'kachim. You are now able to eat kachim, but because the main purpose is lameil b'kahal, so therefore it's not part of the category of mechusrei kapara. Let's see how the Rishonim deal with this. Yeah.
Can we do mechriya from the very next line that asked from Hazar? The Avmina Kashmir makes sense. If you're assuming that the question is that the mystery, let me call the question, means he's not, Tanakama's not including things that are solely in the mystery, so that what's the question for Nazar?
You're saying that we see from Nazir that it's both the purpose of the korban is both to drink wine, a kulin, and it's to bring the korban, and it's to allow you to eat kachin. You see that it's both. Well, that's what the you're in the hamir and the maskana.
It wouldn't be a kasha. It would only be a kasha.
Whichever way you go, whichever way you go in terms of a ger, so we just answered why. Which one are you trying to be machria? You could have just the question is, isn't the main purpose of the korban by Nazir is to eat kachim? That's what the question could have been. Isn't the main purpose of the korban by Nazir to eat kachim?
But doesn't it do other things?
Well, Well, that's what the Gemara's answer is. The Gemara's answer is that it does other things. Okay. So the Hamin is that the main purpose is the Kachim. So then the answer is that, no, maybe the main purpose is, or at least an equally sufficient purpose is to drink wine, the full one. Okay, so let's see the Rishon again. So Rashi... says Ger Meruka Lechol B'Kachin Da'afilu Rabbanon Sir Lehu Kervel Ezer Ben Yaakov Damar Leishturi Hu Demaisi V'Hot Lo Tani Leim Yishem De Lo Mikri M'Chusar Kapara. So it's clear for Rashi that Rashi understands within the Rabbanon that he agrees to Rav Ezer Ben Yaakov. Everyone agrees that you can only eat Kachim after the Korban. You can only eat Kachim after the Korban. The whole Machlokes is that at least for the Rabbanan we see that it's about Lamei al-Bakaha, that the purpose is Lamei al-Bakaha. And the Rabbanan hold that it's not going to be called Mechusrei Kapara because since the main purpose is Lamei al-Bakaha, so therefore even though it's also Lechol B'Kachim, it's not going to be part of the category Mechusrei Kapara. So then a very important question that one has to ask according to the Shita. We'll see also that this is the opinion of Tosus and Tosus Chadashim, and also I think the Shita Mekubetzas. The question is, so what does Rav Elazar ben Yaakov hold? What's the purpose of the korban for Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Is the purpose of the korban for Rav Elazar ben Yaakov only with regards to the lechol b'kachin? And that's why he holds that it's part of the category of Mechusrei Kapara. And the whole machlokas between the Rabbanan, the Tanna Kamma, and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is he allowed to enter the kahal prior to the korban? According to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, he cannot enter into the kahal prior to the korban. The purpose of the korban is only about lechol b'kachin. And the Tanna Kamma holds that no, the purpose of the korban is for both. It's both lechol b'kachin and it's lamei al-bakaha. And that's why it's not part of the category mechusrei kapara, because since it's also lamei al-bakaha, so therefore it's not part of the category mechusrei kapara. If that's the approach according to Rashi, so then Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is a very interesting shita, because Rav Elazar ben Yaakov then holds that the purpose of the korban is just eat kachin, but you've already entered into the kahal prior to the korban. And the purpose of the korban is just to eat kachim. And if that's the case, so then you have to ask, where did Rav Elazar ben Yaakov get this from? What exactly is the machlokas here? How did they get to their shita to say that according to the Tanna Kamma, Tanna Kamma thinks that the korban is to enter into the kahal, and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov thinks that the purpose of the korban is not to enter into the kahal. You've entered into the kahal already through meal and tefillah, and the purpose of the korban is just to matter you to eat kachim. What exactly is that mafokas? Where did they get to that mafokas? Which is something to think about, which we'll get to tomorrow. Right now I'm just laying out the shikos. I think this is also the opinion of Tosos and the Shita Mekubetzes. If you look at the Shita, Ger Mechusar Kapara, he says the same thing as Rashi, Af Rabbanan Islahu, Abalomani kedemasik begmar dechi aisi lamei al-bakaal. The Rabbanan agreed to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but it's not included because he holds that it's also lamei al-bakaal. Therefore, it's not included. He doesn't address the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but he says within the Tanna Kamma it's also lamei al-bakaal. I think Tosas also in Beis and Beis has that as well. Let's see that in Beis and Beis. Maybe I have a gemar. Oh, I have it here. Tosas in Beis and Beis. It's on the sheet. Like Kamav Parak Beis, Ka'amar the Rabbanu Lo Tani Lei Leger, Mishim Deger Ki Kamaisi Lemea Bekal Hu Demaisi. Amal Rabbanu Nami Ger Havi Mechusar Kapara. He says that the Rabbanu Nami Ger is also Mechusar Kapara, but it's just not included because it's also Lemaisi Lemea Bekal. So it's the same sheet as Rashi and the Sheet of Mubetzes to say that they agree that it's Mechusar Kapara in the sense that you can't eat kachim. But really, since there's something else going on here of Lamei al-Bakahal, therefore it's not included in the category of Mechusrei Kapara. I think there's a deek in Rabbeinu Gershom to say that he has a different pshat in the Gemara. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, it's not bolded, but it's after the bolding of B'Kigrisu. He's going within the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Rabbi Lezer Savar, Ger Maisi Korban. A Ger brings a Korban. Bein lachshuri lemeil b'kahal, bein lachshuri lemeichel b'kachim, kidarmina lakaman b'raisa, ger mukav locha b'kachim, b'ahu stam ar b'liazer him. He says within the opinion of Rabbi Yezer that a ger brings the korban both lachshuri lemeil b'kahal and lachshuri lemeichel b'kachim. It's for both. So if it's for both, if Rabbi Lezer holds that it's both lachshuri lemeil b'kahal and lachshuri lemeichel b'kachim, so then what's the machlokas? What does the Tanakhama hold? Right, Rabbi Lezer holds that it's really for both, and yet it's still under the category of mechusrei kapara. So mechusrei kapara can include a korban where it's in order to eat kachim, and it's also for a secondary purpose to enter into the kahal. So I think Pashtus, you could say, for the Tanakhama, is that the Tanakhama holds that no, it's only l'meil b'kahal, and it's not in order to eat kachim. That the Tanakhama would hold that you need to bring the korban l'meil b'kahal to enter into the kahal, but not to eat kachim, and that's why it's not under mechusrei kapara. But according to Rashi, Rashi understands the Tanakhama and the Shita and Tosos to say that the Rabbanan hold that it accomplishes both, to enter into the kahal and to eat kachim, but it's not considered mechusrei kapara because it has both, because it's for both purposes. You could say, according to the Rabbeinu Gershom, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that it has both aspects to it, and yet it's still called mechusrei kapara, because as long as it also has an aspect of eating kachim, so therefore it's going to be called mechusrei kapara. So then what does the Tanakhama hold? So not like Rashi to say that it accomplishes both, but the Tanakhama holds that the purpose of the korban is just to enter into the kahal, but you could already eat kachim from before, which is an interesting shita to analyze. Which is that for some reason you're allowed to eat kachim prior to completing the gerus process, which would seem to imply that there's already some aspect of gerus being accomplished through mila and tefillah alone that allows you to eat korbanos, but you have not yet entered into the kahal, let's say marry a Jew, until you bring the korban. That would be one way of understanding the Tanakhama, according to Rabbeinu Gershom. You could say that there's a different way of understanding the Tanakhama, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, and that'll take your question. Unless...
I was going to say that.
So I'll say it, and then you'll tell me that's what you're going to say. The other way of understanding the Tanakhama is to say that, no, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees as to what's going on here, in terms of the korban. Everyone agrees that the purpose of the korban is both to lamei the kahal, to enter into the kahal, and it's to bring kachim, to eat kachim, but the purpose is to eat kachim. The whole machlokas is just in terms of categorizing mechusrei kapara. How do you categorize mechusrei kapara? According to Tanakhama, it's not under the category of mechusrei kapara if it has both aspects. Everyone agrees it has both aspects. But the Rabbanan holds, the Tanakhama holds, that it's not under the category of mechusrei kapara if it also has the aspect of lamei the kahal. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says no, even if it has both aspects, it's still under the category of mechusrei kapara. And if that's the machloka, so then it's just an interesting thing to think about, which is not our objective over this month, but it's just interesting to think about what falls under mechusrei kapara and what doesn't. Why is it that according to the Rabbanan, if there's another aspect of it, it doesn't fall under mechusrei kapara, but according to Elazar ben Yaakov, even so, even though there's two aspects to the korban, it still would fall under mechusrei kapara, so that's something to think about outside of this limud, but we're just going to focus on the gears part of it. Yeah.
If that's how, we're saying that within Rabbi Gershom?
Within Rabbi Gershom,
then why would you need to say that the Stam Bryce is like Rabbi Elazar? Also, it just says Gerim Ukov Milach of Akash.
You're saying, why does it sound like, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Why does it sound like Rabbi Elazar? That's a very good point. But, so Moshe is pointing out that the Stam Breisa, Rabbi Gershom wants to say, is like Rabbi Eliezer. So why would he say, why would the Stam Breisa be like Rabbi Eliezer if the Tanakhama also agrees that the purpose is to eat kachin? So Elamai must be that the Tanakhama disagrees. And really the whole focus is about the Gerish process. Okay, that's a very good point. So then, just to go back, so it seems to be Mukhrach, according to Rabbi Gershom, that the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer is really about what the korban is accomplishing in the gerus process. That according to the Tanakhama, you could already eat kachim prior to the korban, and the korban just allows you to enter the kahal, which let's say that means allows you to marry a Jew. So the mila and tefillah already allow you to eat a korban, but the purpose of this korban is then to allow you to marry a Jew. As opposed to, according to Rabbi Eliezer would hold that, no, that you need to have the korban to allow for everything, to enter into the kahal and to allow you to eat korbanos. That's through korban hager. So that'll be interesting just to think about for tomorrow. Tomorrow Seder, what exactly that focus is. So now let's get to the Rambam. There are two Rambams that I want to get to, and then maybe we'll get to one other point. So there's the Rambam on the Perush of Mishnayos, which is a strange Rambam just given the Gemara. So the Rambam Perush of Mishnayos says as follows: V'ein bein Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov v'chachamim machlokas bin yonim zulasi v'ger. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the chachamim is with regards to a ger. Shetanakama omer mishemal v'taval mutar lo lechol v'kachim. The Tanakhama holds that after Mila and Tefillah, you're allowed to eat kachim. The HaKorban, so what's the purpose of the Korban? So for Rabbi Gershom, there's a big point to say that the purpose of the Korban was now to allow you to marry a Jew. So it's not like you have different levels of being a Jew. The Korban now allows you to marry a Jew. That's not what the Rambam says in Perush Mishnayos. Because of the difficulty, perhaps. The HaKorban, mitzvah be'alma. He says, what's the purpose of the Korban? Something about mitzvah be'alma. It doesn't accomplish anything practically, in terms of the status of this ger. The status of the ger remains the same both prior to the korban and after the korban. The purpose of the korban is just the mitzvah ba'alma, which is pretty difficult, given the fact that the Gemara asked, what does the Tanna Kamma do with the korban? Why isn't it under Mechusra Kapara? And the Gemara answers that it's l'me'al b'kaha. So it's pretty difficult to fit this Rambam and Perush Mishnayos with the Gemara itself. But the Rambam is of the opinion in Perush Mishnayos to say that the purpose of the korban is just the mitzvah of the Alma, but it doesn't impact the status of this ger through this process. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, she also lachol b'kachim at yizrok alav hadam. That the purpose of the korban is really just to aser you in kachim. So you're a Jew until you have some status of a Jew until you bring the korban. And then for some reason, you haven't completed your Geirus process of being a complete Jew, in the sense that you can't eat kachim until you bring the korban. That's the shita of the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos. So now let's get to the Rambam in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, and then we'll hopefully have time for one other point. The Rambam in Mechusrei Kapara, I apologize, I have to fix it. And Mar Makom was here. I didn't bring down this Rambam, instead I brought down the Tosfos twice. So Rambam Chusar Kabara in Aleph Beis, he says as follows: Ger Shemo B'Tavon Ba'adayin Lo Hevi Korbano. He hasn't brought a Korban. Afal Pishu Asur Lechol B'Kachim Achi Hevi Korbano Eino Me Chusar Kapara. So he says a couple of things here. He says that it's not part of Chusar Kapara, which would be like who? Be like the Tanna Kamma, right? In terms of categorizing things, it's like the Tanna Kamma. He's not part of Mechusrei Kapara. And yet he says what? He says, she also left of a kachim. He says that it's also to eat kachim. So what does that tell you? It tells you that both the Tanna Kamma and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov hold that it's also to eat kachim. That everyone agrees to, that it's also to eat kachim. And he explains, why is it Asr Tiv Kachim? He says, why is it Asr Tiv Kachim? Asr Lachol B'Kachim, Ashi Yivi Korbano. Sorry, why is it Enim B'Chusri Kapara? She Korbano Akvo Lios Ger Gamor, Lios Kukol Kshira Yisrael. It's not B'Chusri Kapara, because what's the purpose of the Korban? The purpose of the Korban is that it prevents you from being a Ger Gamor. Until you bring the Korban, you are not a Ger Gamor. To be part liyos kol kshere yisrael umipnei ze ino ochel b'kachim, and because of this you're not allowed to eat kachim. Really, the eating of the kachim is a nafkamina of the fact that you're not a complete ger. The main purpose of bringing this korban is to make you into a ger gamar. Once you're a ger gamar, so there are various ramifications to being a ger gamar. One of them is that you can't eat kachim, so that's why it's not part of L'chusrei kapara, because the main purpose is to make you into a ger gomor. Once you're a ger gomor, so there are various ramifications. One of those ramifications is that you're now allowed to eat kachim. But that's not the main purpose of this korban. Really, the purpose of this korban is to make you into a ger gomor. It says, because you haven't been part of the rest, kikshiri Yisrael. So once you bring your kapara and you are made into part of Klal Yisrael, so then you can eat kachin. So another major part of this Rambam is that he says that through bringing the korban, you're part of Kshiri Yisrael. You become a ger gomer. So where did he get this from in the Gemara? So the Gemara says within the Tanakama, why isn't the korban ager part of this category of kapara? The Gemara answers because the purpose of the korban is lemeah b'kahal, to enter the kahal. So we asked in the beginning, in terms of the analyzing the Gemara, what does it mean lemeah b'kahal? Does lemeah b'kahal mean that it allows you to now marry a Jew, or does lemeah b'kahal mean that allows you to enter into the kahal? You now have the status of a Jew. You're also able to now marry a Jew, but this is what allows you to have the status of a Jew. This is what completes your gearist. This is what makes you into a gear gomer, to allow you to enter into the kahal to marry a Jew. It's also what allows you to eat kachin. But the main purpose of the korban, according to the Tanakhama, in that read of the Gemara, is that it allows you to become a gear gomer. According to the Rambam, you're becoming a gear gomer through this korban, which is why it's not part of the category of mechusrei kapara. Because that's really the purpose, and an outcome of that is now you're allowed to marry a Jew, and also you're allowed to eat kachin. That's all according to the Tanakhama, which is how we paskin. According to the Rambam, how does he understand, according to the Rambam in Halachos, in Mishnah Torah, so then how does he understand Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Right, that's all according to the Tanakhama. So how does he understand Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? So for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he would hold that you are a ger gomer, or at least you have completed most of the process of the geirus, and what's necessary for the korban is just in order to eat kachim. What's left over is a heter to eat kachim, and that's what's accomplished through the korban. Fine, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara. Within all the shittas that we presented, so it's good to chazer all the shittas, and also to ask what exactly is the machlokas here, why do they have this argument, and where does it stem from? Why would all we know is that there's a concept of a korban. Where did they get their shittas from? And perhaps part of the idea of where they got their shittas from is to understand what the role is of korbanos, of the process of the korban nowadays. Nowadays that we don't have a korban, so does that impact the role of the korban bizman hamikdash or not? That's something to think about over the next couple of days. I just wanted to address one other issue, and then we'll stop. The Gemara on Tesa Min Aleph discusses Bizman Hazeh. What do you do Bizman Hazeh? And the Gemara has a brisa here, Tanur Rabbanan. This is before the Mishnah, Tesa Min Aleph in Krisos. Here Bizman Hazeh Tzor Chiyafish Rova Lekino. So you have to, Tanakhama holds that you have to set aside money for the Korban Hager. And Rav Shimon says that no, we're mevatel that in order to set aside money for the korban ager, we're mevatel that mifnei hatakala, that if you set aside money which has the status of hektish, so then people are going to mess up mifnei hatakala. And we paskin like halachos per Rav Shimon, that we don't have it, and that's how we paskin. So the question that's raised both by the Rishonim and by the Achronim is that why is this brisa unique to korban ager? Why don't we have this brisa for other korbanos that are an obligation to bring, that have a chova? Why don't we say for all korbanos that have a chova, that you have to set aside money in order to set aside money so that when the Beis HaMikdash comes, you'll be able to bring the korbanos at the time the Beis HaMikdash comes? So that's addressed by the Tosfos Chadashim. This is the last source here on the Maamar Kamos. Tosfos Chadashim says that this brisa must be going according to the opinion that says that this is about entering the kahal. He says, "Lo dami lezava bioledas, de lo mifreshi mishim dekorban shelahem lahakshirim b'kachim." He says you don't have to set it aside. Set aside money. Because the purpose of their korbanos is in order to be matur kachin. Aval ger may be korban lahatir b'kahal. But a ger has to set aside this money so that he's able to enter into the kahal. He has to bring the korban, he has to set aside money in order to bring the korban to enter into the kahal. There's more of a need for it for a ger, because it's necessary for him in order to enter into the kahal. He has to eventually bring the korban so that he enters into the kahal. So according to Tosafot Chadashim, it seems like the Braisa for sure is going according to the opinion of the Tanakhama to say that the purpose of the korban is to enter into the kahal. Or at least also to enter into the kahal. Perhaps Elazar ben Yaakov also holds that it's also to enter into the kahal. But at least this Braisa seems to say that it has to be that it's in order to enter into the kahal. Because if that's not the case, then we should include other examples also of Mechusrei Kapara. That's one thing that you see from this Tosafot Chadashim. That this Braisa seems to go according to the opinion that says that the purpose of the korban is to enter into the kahal. And that's why you have to set this aside as opposed to other korbanos where are just purely there Mechusrei Kapara, where it's not as important, and so therefore you don't have to set it aside. So the Aruch Haner wants to say, he doesn't say this directly, but he gives an explanation which would then allow the Braisa to fit even within Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, to say that the purpose is just the Mechusrei Kapara. He says that the reason why we set aside money is not for the person himself. If the Beis Hamikdash were to come when the person himself is alive, so then he doesn't have to set aside money. He knows that he has to bring a korban. So then when the Beis Hamikdash comes and he's alive, so then he'll go ahead and he'll bring the korban. Why do we set aside money? We set aside money l'doros. The purpose of setting aside money is l'doros, so that we have that money set aside, so that when the Beis Hamikdash comes, so then his children would end up bringing this korban. Which is why there's such a great takala. There's a huge takala here that we're going to keep this money set aside with doros. So then that's a major takala that people would end up using this money which is designated for hekdesh. So he says in general this doesn't apply. This is a korban chatas idea that if the person dies for a korban chatas, so if he sets something aside, if he sets money aside, then it's lemisa azla. Whether if he sets an animal aside, it's lemisa azla. It goes, you end up, you kill the animal. If it's a korban chatas and the person who it's supposed to go for dies, so then we end up, there's no longer, it's lemisa azla. You have to throw it away. And the same thing is true for money. If you set it aside for money, so then we have to throw the money into the river. You're not allowed to use that. You're no longer allowed to use that. The only case it would apply for is for this korban agir, which is not a chatas. Since it's korban agir is not a chatas, so this would be the only case. So he says that the only time this would apply is for the korban agir. So once that's the case, so the reason he gives a different answer to the question of the Tosafot Chadashim as to why we only mention a korban agir in this brisa. He says we only mention a korban agir in this brisa because that's the only time that this would apply l'doros. To set aside money in the doros only applies to a korban agir. So once that's the case, so then you can say that the price is also like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. That's just a hara in that price now. What is important, another part which is important within this Tosafot Chadashim, just going back to the Tosafot Chadashim, is that he says that the ger has to bring a korban lahatira b'kahal. So if the Tosafot Chadashim is also dealing with a case where it's the doros, that he has to bring it eventually when the Beis HaMikdash comes. So it's an interesting concept here that he has not yet entered into the kahal until he brings his korban later on. So he's acting as a Jew the entire time, even for he himself. When the Beis HaMikdash comes later on in his life, he's a complete ger, but they were not matrim into the kahal until once the Beis HaMikdash comes and he brings his korban. Which is a fascinating idea. How exactly is this going to work? Especially if latir b'kahal means that he's not a complete Jew yet. So how exactly is this working? Is this working l'mafreya? How exactly, like l'mafreya, he was a Jew the entire time, once he brings the korban? How exactly is this working according to the Tosafot Chadashim? Anyways, the point here was really just to lay out the different shitas, to chazer these shitas, and try to figure out what exactly is going on here within these teachers. We'll discuss this tomorrow.
Well, women are obligated to continue.